Chofches 7, Monday the 1st of July, Rabbi Avigdor Brazil, Veshinantam Levonecho, effort or result?
This is a vast sugya, but we'll ask one or two probing questions and perhaps a glimpse of something to explore further. And, you know, this forum, generally speaking, we are looking at young middle-aged gentleman here, and we're looking at Mishinantam Lamanechu to teach your son. So one would say that I'm past that, so to speak, or some of you would say, but Alpialoha, it includes grandsons. Mitzvah doesn't go away with sons, it includes grandsons, and it could even be great-grandsons. Not clear how far it goes. There's a machlokes, fourth generation. We know the Moshel, the fourth generation is mentioned in Tanakh, etc., etc. And apparently Rabbi Yoshiv, we had fifth generation and so on, and he's a halachic man, so his instincts were halachic. So when they tell him there's a simcha in the family, first, second, third generation, then he was to a certain extent this level or share of happiness, but they told him, it's a nice idea, but since this is not really, as it were, halachically some sort of relation of mine, so it wasn't as enthusiastic. It's nice enough, they close was not the simcha, but it wasn't the same simcha. It's a santazah, very interesting thing. But anyway, so I want to just discuss this chiyuv. And as I said, it applies to parents and grandparents, and possibly great-grandparents as well, of educating, being mechanech, teaching Torah to the next generation. So let's just look through. There's a lot, as I said, to say. One of the Rosh HaMadabrim is the Shulchan Aruch Rav. It has an extensive siman on that, and a lot of sifim on that. He has, and he goes to town on it. If anyone's really interested, to look it up there, Shulchan Aruch Rav in Yerodea. You'll see what he says there. And of course we have, of course, the Torah and the Shulchan Aruch, but I'm going to use the Rambam more concisely, just a little bit of analysis to see where he's coming from and what's he trying to say. First of all, when we talk about Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, it's interesting, the Rambam starts with a negative. Noshim v'avodim v'turim v'talmud Torah. He doesn't begin in a classic fashion as saying that you are chayiv, or somebody is chayiv in Talmud Torah. He begins with who is potter. Noshim v'avodim v'turim v'talmud Torah. Avol cotton, obiv chayv lelamdoi Torah. This avol is very interesting. But a child, and we're talking lechayra. We're talking about a really young child, meaning who's not yet chayv in Torah mitzvahs, under bar mitzvah, let's put it as a boy, and first we'll talk about that. So, avol cotton, obiv chayv lelamdoi Torah, shenem av limadtem, oisom es b'nechem ledaber bom. Thou shalt teach it to thy children. In order to speak in Torah and so on. Speaking in Torah, teaching Torah and so on. So you've got here an interesting avol. Avol means but. Noshim avodim oturim tam Torah, but a cotton, father's chayv to teach him Torah. It's not so civil. Why does it say but? What's it about? It's a different type of thing. I'm chayv to learn Torah as a man, and a cotton is potter from learning Torah. There is another chiyuv of a father teaching a son. So what's the avol? And I could actually just, everything we want to say could be concisely derived from this Rambam. Number one, are there two mitzvahs? One is to learn Torah yourself, the other one is to teach Torah, or is it one mitzvah? There are those who can say, or do say, or one could derive from how they say it, maybe it's two mitzvahs. The Rambam clearly in Sefer Mitzvahs, and the Rambam, those who follow him, the Chinuch, etc., It's one mitzvah. There's one mitzvah to teach Torah and to learn Torah. And that we've got to understand, how does that work? How can it be one mitzvah? There's a mitzvah to do something to somebody else, a mitzvah to do something to yourself. How is it becoming, how can it become one mitzvah? And not only that, but what's even more interesting is that the Rambam, and in his wake, the Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, of course, following the Tor, actually does not begin with the mitzvah to learn Torah yourself. So that in the Rambam, it's even agav. The Tor and the Shulchan Aruch, right, teach your children Torah. Then they've got the next siman is night. There's a chiyuv to teach Torah. There's a chiyuv for you to learn Torah. The Rambam doesn't even actually bring that. He doesn't even emphasize that in it. He says, if mi shaloi lomda aviv chai lamed es atzmai. So sort of part of the problem, part of the chiyuv of a father teaching a son that if he didn't do that, then you have to do it yourself. Right? It's even sort of agav, it's just slipped in there. So it's, what's going on? What is this chiyuv? It's a chiyuv to learn Torah, it's a chiyuv to teach Torah, it's one chiyuv. How does that work? What's the avol? What is this word avol? And now if we come even right down the opposite, let's go right back, right further forward to halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa. If I'm supposed to teach my son, my grandson, my great-grandson, whatever it is, I'm supposed to teach someone Torah. Right? There's a mitzvah. And it's mashman the Rambam, and there are places we hold like that. It's a mitzvah, a saint, the Raisa, Frizzle Shulchan Aruch Harab. Mitzvah say the Raisa, even to teach a little kid. Normally, chinuch is a mitzvah, a say is a drabon. All chinuch, you know? Buy a kid, tefillin, put on tefillin, whether it's lulav, whatever, all the other things mentioned in the Gemaras and the Mishnayos, etc. You have to be mechanech, you have to educate your kids, all drabonon. Chinuch is a mitzvah drabon. The exception is to teach Torah. It's not midin chinuch drabonon, it's a din deraisa to teach Torah to your son. Now, let's first begin perhaps with Rabov Be'er's chakir. It's not his chakir, it's his son-in-law's chakir. Reuven Grudzinski's exile of Kodesh Baruch Hu. Chakira, what sort of mitzvah is this to teach a son? And by the way, this applies to teachers in schools as well, because we derive, or teachers in anyone, in any sort of forum, we derive, it's a similar chiyuv to teach a child is to teach talmidim. Is it a mitzvah, just like milo, pigeon aben, a father has an obligation to perform a milo on his son, mitzvah zavel aben, father has an obligation, or is it part of the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? That's the chakira brought in a Baruch Be'er. Is it part of mitzvah's Talmud Torah? It's a general mitzvah Talmud Torah, which applies to me and teaching as well. Or is it one of the chiyuvim, a classic chiyuv of a father's obligation to his son? You've got to teach him Torah, you've got to mila, you've got to teach him umnas, according to some, teach him how to swim, and so on and so forth. That chiyuvim a father has to do, has to be mekayim in his son. Is that it? Or is it chiyuvim Talmud Torah? A simple nafkamini says, what happens if someone grabs it from you, does it instead of you? Does he have a fine? Someone who takes someone else's mitzvah is fined. Someone who takes your mitzvah away from you is fined. But if it's a mitzvah, father and a son, someone goes and does it instead of you, then he's got a fine because he took the mitzvah away from you. But if it's just a mitzvah of Talmud Torah, a general mitzvah of Talmud Torah, that everyone's chayiv, it could be that it's just a seder kadima. In other words, it's a preference, priority, the father does it, but anyone could do it because it's a mitzvah in Klal Yisrael to make this Torah around and so on and so forth. For instance, that would be a nafkamina. Another possible nafkamina, I'm not saying this is clearly a nafkamina, but this is relevant to the title of this shir, is as follows. And this I've asked big Tamid HaChomim, big Rosh Yeshivas, and they were puzzled and taken aback by the question. It bothered them, the question. What happens if you teach someone and they don't get it? And that's not a rare occurrence. What happens if you teach someone and they don't get it? Say, Verstehnisch. Yeah, oh, what? That you all said what? You know, he just doesn't get it. No, he sleeps. Now that's a different problem. That's when you're a bit older that happens, yeah. When you're younger, you dream, you do other things, etc. in class. I can remember what I did in class. But what happens, are you mekayim a mitzvah or not? Now, this is so relevant to masses. Let's say we're talking about Talmud Torah. If we just transpose it to Rebbe and Talmidim, Rosh Yeshiva in his yeshiva, so Talmud doesn't understand, which is often. Yeah. Are you mekayim a mitzvah or not? Is it the effort? You're just trying to help him, etc., etc. You know, he didn't get it in the end. He spent a week trying to teach your son, so he didn't get it. Is it the result? Then I'm a kayim, it's a Talmud Torah. Or is it the effort? Or is it just the sort of the process? Put it more than the process rather than the effort. It's the process. You're teaching. Happens to me, he's not getting it. That's not called Talmud Torah. That's not, it could be, I'm not saying it is 100%, it could be totally dependent on Rabbi Be'ez Chakira. You could possibly say, that if it's a mitzvah, a special mitzvah, you could say, I'm not saying it is. For instance, you can't have half a milah. If you've got to do milah, you can't be, put effort into milah, it didn't work. You've got to mull the sun, it has to be mulled. You have to do pidyon haben, etc. Anything mitzvah, zol haben, has to be that it worked, right? It could be midin tamat Torah, the asik of Torah. If there's, it's something he's doing in Torah, it could be, I'm not saying 100%, but it could be, you could claim that since you put the effort, since you're trying, since there's a process going on, that is also called Talmud Torah, right? Rabbi Be'er actually, in his Chakira, says that it's both. There's two elements to it. Okay. He says there's two elements to it.
The Gemara brings the story that somebody told us.
Yeah, I know, but he got it in the end. Everyone always brings that. When I say this, he got it in the end. If he didn't get it in the end, the Gemara wouldn't have said the story.
So he has to understand it. That's what
we're saying. Oh, you say he has to get it in the end, yeah. Not. It's not a simple question I'm asking it. It's not a simple Chakira. As I said, it seems to be not everyone thought about it.
What if he understands it better? Is it like if you
teach? Oh, well, that you've got. What happens if he's better than you? We'll talk about it in a second. So anyway.
No. If the Talmud understands it better by being taught again.
Yeah. Wait a minute. It's not being taught again or by other people. For instance, let's say it's a mitzvah on the father, but the... which happens nowadays, all of us. You sent them to school, you sent them then after the yeshiva, etc. You're not doing it. Came out, no one's doing it. And do we say mitzvah yesu mishluchoy? And I'll say that halacha lemaisa in a big nafkimina. You know, according to the way the Shulchan Aruch Harav puts it, and the Rambam, and in the Shulchan Aruch, saying, when does it begin? We just said it applies to a kid who's under Bamit. So when does it begin? And when you were kind, you're ready? Okay. Toirot tziv alon le Moshe mel rosol kilas Yaakov. Yeah? That is already the mitzvah. You're makayim mitzvah zasei, it's mashma. In the Shulchan Aruch Rav, the way he learns the Rambam, you are makayim mitzvah zasei if you teach your child to say that. That is called Torah. If you teach your child to say that, so therefore, it could be there's an inyan mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchoy. You know, women aren't chayiv in this mitzvah. So most of the times, it's a little ganenet who does it, or your wife who does it. No. Well, now, this is a bit late for some of us, too. No, unless you go to your inner club and you start doing it. You've got to grab them and you've got to go and tell them. So I'm coming now, Mitzvah Zaseh D'Raisa. I'm taking you to say these words. Torah Tzivalon Moshe Mazim. I'm now coming, Mitzvah Zaseh D'Raisa. I taught you Torah. Yeah. Instead of relying on your wife. Now, that your question could come up, similar to your question, but it could be the wife does it better. And if it's, again, part of the Chakira, is it the result? If it's the result, I want a better result. So the wife does it better, as long as the result happens. Or the better doing it for a shliach or another way. Or no, it's the process, or I should do it myself, because mitzvah by Yosef Mishluchoy. What's the halacha there? Again, I'm raising points that are not spoken about. I must admit, I haven't looked through all the svarim yet. You know, that's big bits of Talmud Torah. But the Maisa, these things aren't thoroughly dealt with in the initial thing. What is the mitzvah? And this is such a big thing. I'll tell you why I think the Rambam starts with the negative. Why doesn't he start with the positive? Why doesn't he say, you're chayiv in Talmud Torah? He starts like this. Women and avodim, potter in Talmud Torah. Children are potter, but the father's chayiv in Talmud Torah. You know why I think it is? Because it's a default. It's a big musavu. The default is everyone's chayiv. Everyone is chayiv in Torah all the time. That's what it seems to be. Comes along the Rambam, that's the default. Now I've got to tell you who's potter. Right? Because it's obvious that everyone's going to be chayiv all the time to learn Torah, teach Torah. Now I'm going to tell you, Noshevodi Peturi Mitalmud Torah, I'll bring you, as it were, the Chiddush is, there are these who are potter. It's a sort of musavot in bit in the Rambam. Now, just to try and explain one he'ora, I've raised a couple of interesting halachic questions, and, you know, how long does it go on for this chiyuv? Your son grew up. Again, if you look in the Shulchan Aruch Rav, you'll see there's different parts to teaching Torah. It could be it goes on forever, by the way. It could be once he is capable of standing on his own 2 feet and learning Torah himself, then you've been yotzer. According to Shulchan Aruch Rav, this is obviously something that we have to try and understand how we do this nowadays. The chiyuv is to create that he should know kol haTorah kula bal peh, basically. That's what it seems to be. Meaning, Torah shebaktav, Torah shebal peh, he has to know that. And until you've done that, you're not yotzer really. What, so you're not yotzer? You didn't do anything? 1 minute. We know the mitzvah Talmud Torah is any time I learn one letter. Last week we do a seder, we make a brachas, and so on and so forth. I'm yotzer. Over here, there's sort of a challenge. It depends, is it the result? If I have to do X, meaning I have to create a son who knows Torah, so then if he doesn't know it yet, I'm not really yotzer, it's sort of halfway there. It's a process, it's very nice that it's a hesher mitzvah, I'm trying to get into that stage, etc., etc. If I'm not yotzer, it's like you can't have half a milah, you can't have half a pinyan ben, you can't have a mitzvah. If it's supposed to be that he's supposed to become a Talmud Chacham, until he's Talmud Chacham, not yotzer. So no one's yotzer mitzvah Talmud Torah. No one teaches their kids the Shinam Talmud Menachem. How do we understand that? Just to try and explain one point. Why does the Rambam, and how does the Rambam, and it seems most follow him, say it's one mitzvah? What do you mean it's one mitzvah? One mitzvah, Talmud Torah. I'm learning, or I'm teaching. What is, how can that be one mitzvah? I've got a mitzvah to learn myself. I've got a mitzvah to teach my child. Seems to be two separate things, especially if you're going to say it's mitzvah to Abba Laben. How could it be one mitzvah? How can it be included in one bracket? What is it? So it seems to be, and as I said, he starts with the mitzvah of teaching Torah, right?
If it's one mitzvah, also like the Talmud of the kids is Mekayim Lelamed as well.
Yeah. That's also Lilma, you mean, yeah.
Lelamed.
The kid?
No. If you say it's one mitzvah, and like through like teaching it,
so now he's kind of Lilmud. The kids are kind of Lilmud.
The person who teaches it becomes more clear of it.
Okay, then he also is Lilmud more. Yeah, that's also true. So, you also see from the way women are potter, the drosha, you can actually be medayik something from a drosha. I can't, normally a drosha is a drosha, but it's an interesting drosha. How do we know? She's not chayv to teach her son. Shekola chayv Lilmud, chayv Lilamid. Only someone who's chayv to learn is chayv to teach. A woman is not chayv to learn Torah. Doesn't have mitzvah Talmud Torah. What? 1 minute. How do I know a woman's not chayv to mitzvah Talmud Torah? Do you know how I know? Because you're not chayv to teach her. The drasha is that only someone you're chayv to teach is chayv to learn, and only someone's chayv to learn is chayv to teach. Wait a minute. A good diuk in a drasha here. It's a gewaldig diuk in a drasha. So where does it all begin? According to that drasha, it all begins from are you chayv to be taught, so to speak. Someone who's chayv to be taught is chayv to learn. Someone who's chayv to learn is chayv to teach. That is the way this drasha is built up. So how does it all begin? Are you chayv to be taught? So the whole chiyuv of Talmud Torah is are you chayv to be taught Torah? It's an interesting mitzvah. Are you chayv to be taught? That's why it begins with the chiyuv of who's chayv to be taught, so to speak. Well, to put it into, to try and sort of just explain it, b'kitz and nimbots, the mahalach we would say is like this. The mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a sort of mitzvah, put it like this, that there should be more Torah in the world. There should be Torah in the world. What is Torah in the world? There should be an understanding, or there should be bodies, units, called people, called Klal Yisrael, the male part of Klal Yisrael, who now understand or know Torah, or Talmid Chachamim in Torah, understand Torah or know Torah, etc., etc. That's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. There's two ways to do that. One way is to learn it yourself, because if I learn it myself, then I've created a unit, a man in Klal Yisrael who knows Torah. That's the tachlis. The tachlis is there should be Torah inside, as it were, Klal Yisrael, in the heads of Klal Yisrael, established in Klal Yisrael. So if I learn Torah, it's a cumulative Torah. Another way to do it is to teach Torah. If you teach Torah, you have now created a matzav where there is another unit, there's a part of Klal Yisrael who knows Torah. So it works out that the Ikar mitzvah is there should be Torah in Klal Yisrael, and it's divided into learning and teaching, because learning makes mitzvah into Klal Yisrael, makes Torah into Klal Yisrael, creates that there's this situation of Torah and Klal Yisrael, and teaching creates this situation. But it's one mitzvah which has these two anofim. So that's a little bit of an explanation of what is this mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And again, that would maybe have ramifications of how, what we've spoken about. Is it the process? Is it the result? and how are you yoked it, etc., etc. But the main yesod is there should be Torah in Klal. So I've just raised a few points, and I said it's still relevant. A grandparent, great grandparent, there's still an ongoing chiyuv l'chayim. How to do it and when to do it, and of course we can't, you know, we've set up systems, and even in the Rambam and Tur they talk about Talmud Torah in the Talmidei, you know, that the Melamdei Tanokas, it's not a new thing that we have to have other people doing our job for us, etc., etc. But I think this is a little bit of a zeruz to re-examine this chiyuv that I have, that there should be Torah in Klal Yisrael through my own learning and through making sure. And by the way, there is perhaps. This is a gewaltige Sache. This is a great collector's item. A collector's item, that's a pretty good pun. It's a collector's item. Someone is collecting money for yeshivas and for kollels, etc. A collector's item. There's a great line here. It could be, it's possible, I'm not saying 100%, but I have a tzad, according to some neschois, or some the Shulchan Avraham, etc., the way it's put. So if the mitzvah is to make sure there's Torah in Klal Yisrael, that's actually the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So there's a way to do it, learn it yourself. One way. Way to do it, teach it. What about if you provide money for people to learn Torah? What about if you provide the wherewithal that there will be Torah in Klal Yisrael? So it's a little bit less direct. A little bit less direct. You're not actually doing the teaching, you're not actually doing the learning, but you're actually creating a matzav where there will be Torah in Klal Yisrael. Can you consider yourself under this bracket? Are you being mekayem a mitzvah seder aiser? Now, whether there's an inyan, no question, the choshev inyan, but if it will be a mitzvah seder aiser of Talmud Torah, that's a gevaldik azach. But the way you see it written is because it seems to be, I think it's Shulchan Aruch Rav, I saw that nusach, there's someone who can't learn, or hasn't got time to do it, or, and so on. So if he provides the wherewithal for people to learn, he's becoming the mitzvah. Seems to be like that as well. So Mamish, a huge chiddush, you just said. The mitzvah is Talmud Torah. Someone helps out the koil, helps out yeshiva. The mekayim mitzvah is Talmud Torah. It's not just Talmud, Gevaldik Gazach, you know, a brilliant Eitz Chaim, Hinamach, Zikimbo, etc., all these things. It's actually a chelik of the mitzvah that say the reisah of Talmud Torah. Mashma in Shulchan Aruch Rav. You have to look it up and see that lashon. Just to, just to round that up, it's interesting. The those who know the Tfilas Hashlo, some people say it on once a year, some people say it every day, some people say every Shabbos in a different Tfilas Hashlo. So he does introduce the concept, the twinning, if you like, of mitzvahs Pru Ravu and the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. And the explanation is that the whole point of being moilid, having children, bringing people, bringing the shomz in the world, it's to make sure, like we just said, it's to make sure there's a lot of Torah around. The point of mitzvah Talmud Torah is there should be Torah established in the world. How do you do that? Well, you teach Torah. Well, in order to do that, if you do also, you bring people into the world who can learn Torah, who are learning Torah, you're also a chelik of that idea. Yeah, all those things, but the yesod being that it's a chelik of the same, the whole tachlis is to create a lot of Torah, and you see that, by the way, because koyach ha-yetzira, the koyach of creativity in a person, comes bearing with two things, and we have two brisos, we just mentioned before, milo, there's a bris kusulus for Simon, and there's a bris milo. Those are the two ways to create. If you understand, if you think about it even more, the way we are doing it, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu create? How do we know HaKadosh Baruch Hu's creation? Maisa Bereishis, and it was echoed, as it were, in Aseres HaDibros, there was another sort of creation in the world, but both were through Dibur. Both, the Asorim HaMorois, Shinim Ro'ilom, and Aseres HaDibros, etc., were Dibur. So the koyach of creativity comes with the koyach ha-dibur. The koyach ha-dibur is the dibur of Talmud Torah, of talking, of understanding, that communicating, as it were, communicating Torah. So there's two brisos. There's this koyach ha-yetzira, and there's that koyach ha-yetzira. Two koyachas of creativity in a person, which be'etzem come into one. When one teaches a son and a grandson, who the koyach of that creativity is now being in the world, and also teaching them Torah. So that's two things which are combining to create. This is how we create. This is how we're doming to Rabbeinu Shlomo. This is how we're doming to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in being creators. And that's chidushe Torah, a person who can have a dehe in Torah, an understanding in Torah, a person who can bring that out in his house and so on, and his grandchildren, great grandchildren, his children, those of that age, etc. That's mamish the koich hayitzira. That is being David the Gushbochel. That is how we make the world, how we keep the world going. And that those two things, as I said, that's the bris krusa. There's a bris which is shayach to that, and the bris which is shayach to svasayim, and we find many, many similarities between the koyach adibu, the koyach of yetzira through koyach adibu, and the koyach of yetzira, which is the koyach of moilid, and so on and so forth.
4 minutes. There's a bigger topic.
Yeah, next time. But next time, another 5 minutes. Next time I look over there. Go ahead.